You're Not Behind is probably the shittiest lie told to comfort a little entrepreneurial heart. I mean, we always fucking feel behind. We carry these big-ass visions inside of us. We have enormous world goals, and every fucking thing takes way longer than we want. I mean, we make plans, and plans fail, duh. We want certain outcomes before certain fucking deadlines, and deadlines come and go without us having reached our goals. So, yeah, you are behind, just not in the way you think. You're behind on becoming the version of you that can actually hold those goals. And that's the only kind of behind that matters. And when we reach them, we've long since moved past them and well on our way to something bigger and wilder anyways. I mean, if you don't want to make yourself fucking crazy with this shit, you better learn now that when you're wild, it's never about the goal itself. It's always about the fucking adventure. And that's how you reach those epic wild goals that seem unreachable. The thing is, with wild goals, you can only plan so much, really, because wild goals depend upon you morphing into a way bigger version of yourself. Wild goals are never about taking simple steps like, you know, getting your fucking macros in and showing up at the gym. There is no neat plan, you know, do this, get there kind of plan. All of us wild entrepreneurs, we have this big vision of what we want our lives to be about, right? The big grand dream, the inner obsession we've had forever. And from that, all of our wild ideas just pour out, some better than others. But there is no finish line. There's just the experience of it. And wild entrepreneurs who get that, they stop shaming themselves for all the many little detours and mistakes and start using them. So if your dirty little secret is that you lose motivation every now and then, you know, go through these seemingly endless cycles of giving it your everything, losing yourself in your work, but when shit doesn't work out and you lose faith, you hide under the covers for a while, only to hype yourself up again for another go. I mean, you don't want this, okay? It's fucking exhausting. And you're going about it all wrong because you're treating a wild goal like a project plan. And every time it doesn't deliver on schedule, you take it personally, like you're the problem. You're not. The approach is, okay? And this will go on and on and fucking on, leaving you constantly feeling you're behind and failing. And you are behind. Because you're dumping all your effort, all your power on getting there, on figuring out the magic plan to reach your goal. I mean, if you had a simple goal, like a simple person, and if you'd actually remember who the fuck you are, sure, okay. But if you're stuck in this cycle, you've completely buried your beast under doing it right. And no guru plan or strategy can help you. You don't need more motivation. You don't need more discipline. Because wild entrepreneurs are wired differently. You know this. Doing the work isn't the problem. It isn't about pushing harder or working smarter. It's about letting go of the need for smart plans, letting go of the need of next steps, and about letting go of being best are doing it right. It's about stopping performing the version of you that plays nice with the basic bitches and allowing the mad obsession of someone who moves because standing still is death. It's not about chasing a vibe. It's about remembering who the fuck you are and being you so much that you'll be a little scared of your own world. Your breakthrough at this level doesn't happen by following a neat little plan. It's muscle, breath, fire, and creating good shit that makes your mind say, fuck, am I really doing this? Let me be absolutely clear. You don't have a discipline problem or need shiny new strategies. You don't need more training. In fact, you're probably overtrained in control, right? The difference between people who talk about willpower and people who live it, the first waits for proof, the second moves before there's a plan or a fucking permission. I mean, if shiny tactics were the answer, every spreadsheet warrior would be on fire right now, and they're not. Because this isn't about knowledge. It's identity, it's nerve, it's instinct. And here's the thing nobody tells you. You can't think your way into this. You can't plan your way in. You can't even work your way in. You just have to get so sick of performing the behaved and acceptable version of yourself that going back stops being an option. That's it. That's the whole thing.